Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good Wednesday morning to you. It's 7:39. We're looking at 73 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. Download that free... Oh, hello! Download that free WRHI app or join us on Facebook. You know, we talk so much, Lucas, about when you know the why you're doing something, it inspires you to either make a yes decision or a no decision. And 9 times out of 10, it's a yes decision as it relates to things like, the census.
Well, that ship has passed.
Yep.
The census has already been completed. We're expecting the results. I think they said in August. August the 16th is the date that the census data should come out. With that being said, we're going to take a look at redistricting here in the state of South Carolina. A group of South Carolina senators, they're traveling the state over the next couple of weeks, holding public hearings. One will take place right here in our area. We're going to give you information on that in a minute. They're going to be holding these meetings, public hearings, when it comes to how to draw new districts for South Carolina House and Senate seats, as well as the U.S. House. And we've brought in some great folks to continue this conversation. Dr. Norma Gray, who is president of the Rock Hill branch of the NAACP, and Lonnie Harvey Jr. And Lonnie, tell me again the organization you're with.
Well, I'm on the Political Action Committee with the NAACP, and I'm president of the Central City Optimist Club.
All right. Well, we've got a packed studio with great information to share. So, Dr. Gray, let's start with you. Talk to me a little bit about the NAACP's involvement in this and why you all are so adamant that people know about these hearings.
Absolutely. So the Senate Subcommittee on Redistricting will be here on Thursday. And the NAACP of Rock Hill, our main purpose is to get people to understand the purpose of the hearing, which is to get the community's perspective on where they would like the lines to be redrawn. Of course, there are several levels to this. So first of all, City Council, our Rock Hill, will be redrawing lines, right? On the education side, right? Board of Education is going to be addressing their lines, right? And then on a countywide, then statewide, then, of course, in the United States, the lines are going to be redrawn all over, right? The sense where we get the data to do that is looking at the growth.
Every
10 years this happens, right? So 10 years ago, we looked at this and we drew some lines and drew the five districts. So they take the number of the increase, right? And they have to spread that out and divide it equally, right? So it's old school math. Take the whole number of the population, divide it by five, and you got to get those districts equally divided, right? So the districts that we got to pay a close attention to where we had the most growth is in Ward 5, and we got to look at Ward 3, and then we got to look at Ward 1. So going back, citizens, when they decided to delay the elections for those races, that's the reason, because we've seen we've seen growth in those areas, and you got to bring balance, one person, one vote, to be able to vote in the right district.
When we talk about making changes, Lonnie, how much of a swing of the pendulum will we see changes happen that we've seen in past? I mean, have we seen a complete swing of the pendulum, or the line move over a couple of inches?
The last lines were drawn in 2011, and we saw significant change. Mm-hmm. What we saw is increases in the minority population in districts 1 and 5 go from 60% to almost 70%. And that's called packing or stacking.
Yes.
And that is what it does is dilutes the vote of African Americans in other districts.
Yes.
In District 3, we saw it move African American population move from 40% to 31%. And folks would say, well, that's just 9 points or 9%. It's 9 percentage points, but it represents a shift of over 20%.
Yeah.
So what it does is you had a position, you were in a situation where the African-American vote could influence the outcome at 40%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now at 31%, they can't. If there's a significant shift in the majority of the population by race, that 31% still may not make a difference because
Absolutely.
They're not going to vote fully.
Correct.
31% in one block.
Sure. Correct.
Gotcha.
And this is based, this is why it is so important to have an accurate count.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know,
absolutely.
So it is.
So
if you did not fill out the census, that portion is done. I mean, you've
absolutely.
If you didn't fill it out, you just didn't do your part of the conversation. But this part of the conversation you can be a part of.
Absolutely.
To say what you do want and what you don't want. And that's the example mm-hmm. that they want to hear, these senators, as they're traveling the state. They want to hear from
Absolutely.
From people that will that are on the ground, that
Absolutely.
Live in those communities.
And let me just say some of the things. So one district that is really, 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 really under the gun, and that is Mike Fanning's district. So I like Mike. I just want to put that out there. I like his personality, and Mike knows I like him. So that 17th district has had exponential growth, and many will be wanting to shave some of that off, right? That's had a lot of growth in that district. And so if you're listening and that's a candidate that you're for, you need to come out on Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. at the Baxter Hood and say that, you know, you want to protect that district. That is something. So there are about 15 points that the senators are going to be looking to hear from citizens on. One of them is if there's income disparity, if there's racial disparities, if there's school disparities. And I remember when the school district closed some of those schools, that was an issue in this community. The best persons to speak for their communities are people that live in the community. And that's what these senators want to hear. They want to hear. The time to hear from them is not during election. Right now, the time they want to hear from you is now, before these lines are drawn. So that's why Lonnie and I are here. Again, there's information out there on our Facebook page. That's Rock Hill NAACP on Facebook. There's information about the hearing. Contact us. Lonnie and I are available. In fact, Lonnie and I are going to be doing some training before the census numbers mm-hmm. come out.
Here's my question. Okay, I understand. Your boots on the ground, you know your area, right? Mm-hmm. So when the numbers come out, mm-hmm. if right away you're like, this is not a true representation of what we know to be in this neighborhood, how much wiggle room do you have?
We don't have any wiggle. So no. The numbers are the numbers,
mm-hmm. yeah.
right? We have a deviation of like less than 1% that you want to get is accurate. And previously, just talking locally within Rock Hill, they have been very almost spot on in terms of the deviation, right? Right now in certain districts, we're almost like 16%. I can't remember which one, but we're off. Mm-hmm. Right. Which is why. So, no, when those numbers come out, they're it. There's no going back and saying, well, we missed the people in Sunset Park and we missed the people
yeah.
in over at
yeah.
Boyd Hill. No, the numbers are the numbers. And what the job is for those that are going to be working on them, and Lonnie and I are one, the Rock Hill NAACP is one that will be submitting a what we believe that what it should be.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get within that deviation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
it. And so City Council is going to be working on theirs. The York County is going to be working on theirs. The state's going to be working on theirs, and then the federal government's going to be working on theirs.
School district.
That's Lonnie's. That's Lonnie's area. That's why he said, "Don't forget my school
yeah.
district."
Yeah,
because
yeah.
that's not Lonnie can talk about that, but we've got work to do. Yeah. And we can only do it with the input of the citizens. But to your point, no, the numbers are the numbers. Mm-hmm. If you didn't fill out a census, you didn't fill out a census, then your block is not counted.
Yeah.
If everybody in your neighborhood, I just want people to think about this for the next 10 years, because this is going to affect, I don't have any grandchildren, but if I did, this would affect my grandchildren.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? It would affect them when they get ready to vote. If everybody in your block did not fill out a census, your block doesn't count.
Wow. There are so many layers to, you know, understanding and recognizing that we all have a responsibility. And when it comes to things that only happen every 10 years, the responsibility is even that much greater because the impact.
It's a ripple effect. Yeah. Yeah. Right?
All right. So here's what you need to do. You need to mark on your calendar Thursday, July the 29th. That's tomorrow. The public hearing is going to be at York Technical College from 6:30.
It's Baxter Hood.
Baxter Hood.
Yeah.
6:30 to 8:30. You can, if you can't be there in person, you can do it virtually.
Yes.
But you need to go to the website, redistricting.scsenate.gov.
Yes.
We know people listening have got a lot of stuff going on in the mornings. The good thing is you can go back and listen to it on Facebook and on the website. But go there, and you have to, if you want to testify virtually, you have to fill something out before a certain time, or you can do it in person. But please note, these hearings are not presenting proposed plans.
No.
They're getting the information, and then the plans will come out from there. But they will continue these all the way through. I think August the 12th is the last one, and I believe the folks in charge of it said they want to wrap this up in about 4 months. So in about 4 months or so, we should have the new lines.
Yeah, let me tell you, and our city council, you know, they're definitely trying to move this along so that they can, you know, settle some other issues evolving around the race, the mayoral race, as well as the city council races. So, yeah, the clock's ticking. They came out with the numbers faster. Everybody was hoping on September, including myself. You know, we were kind of just waiting. But then when they came out with August 16th, things got moving very quickly.
And again, this public hearing is how to draw new districts for South Carolina House, Senate seats, as well as U.S. House, and this information is coming from the census. So if you didn't fill it out this time, just make a note for next year to do so. Did you have good response? I know you said you went knocking on some doors. What was the reaction?
I just got to say, in the area that I worked the census in this past time, which was Ward 5, I did. And I think it was really strategic, right? That Ward 5, predominantly African-American, census was pretty smart. They used an African-American woman who's kind of known in the community. So they opened the door for me. But when I went in certain other areas, they were just like, no, I don't want to do it. Can't make me do it. And what the census did do, I had to go back 3 or 4 times.
Oh,
The census wasn't playing. No did not necessarily mean no. The census is serious. Yes. They made me really verify. And I was kind of annoyed as a census worker. I was like, they said no. But it let me know that the government was serious about the counts.
Very true.
And so this is serious, you all. Those that don't understand, it's a ripple effect, right? You don't get counted in the census, it means that your block doesn't count. And that means as a government, this is not about conspiracy, because I'm not a conspiracy theorist. This is just how it works.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, great conversation. Lonnie Harvey Jr., thank you so much for joining us. Dr. Norma Gray.
Say, if you don't correct that, doctor.
I don't know why I'm doing. There was another word too that I feel like it's the Southern tongue.
It's Dr. Norma.
You drop off.
No, he lives across the tracks, y'all. This is my family. I can say that.
I had a hard time saying the word dressage yesterday as well. It's just the Southern tongue.
Okay.
It's slow.
It's so slower.
It's slower, and then we just round off all of our words.
I'm going to give you some theater.
Yeah, please. I need some.
Around the
Dr.
Norma Gray. There you go.